أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the profile of Prophet Musa alayhi salam for the last few days. And yesterday we stopped where he has left Midian with his wife Safura, who is incidentally expecting a baby. It's a cold winter's night. They're very, very cold. And suddenly in the distance he sees a fire. And he tells his wife to wait there while he would go and maybe be able to get a bit of the fire so they may be able to find warmth. As he walks towards the fire, which is on Mount Sinai, from the right side of the valley, from a green tree, he sees flames. And suddenly a voice says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. It said, O Musa, Ya Musa, surely I am your Rabb. Take off your shoes. Surely you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. And I have chosen you, so listen to what is revealed. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدوني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. Surely I am Allah, there is no God but I, therefore serve me, and keep a prayer for my remembrance. إن الساعة آتية أقاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. Surely the hour is coming. I am about to make it manifest so that every soul may be rewarded as it strives. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنْ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْتَى. Therefore let not he who believes not in it and follows his low desires turn you away from it so that you should perish. And Allah mentions this in Surah Taha, that Surah number 20, from Ayah 11 onwards. And then Allah tells him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what is in your right hand, O Musa? And he says, قال هي عصاي, this is my staff. أتوقع عليها وأحش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. I recline on it, I beat the leaves with it to make them fall upon my sheep, and I have other uses for it. قال, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ألقيها يا موسى, cast it down, O Musa. فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى. So he cast it down, and lo, it was a serpent running. Now, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Musa about his staff, it's not that he doesn't know of it, he knows of it better than him. And why he orders him to cast it down is to calm his heart, to remove his confusion. It is as though he wanted to distract him for a short while, to calm him, to divert his attention a little. And having cast it down, a hadith tells us that it had a split end which became the mouth of the serpent, and the hook turned into a tail. And as it shook, its fangs showed, appearing in the form which Musa alayhi salam was scared of. So he runs away without looking behind him. Whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, قَالَ قُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Take hold of it, do not fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. We will restore it to its former state. And Mufassirin tells us that the wisdom in Allah's order for Musa to cast the staff down before going to Fir'aun was that he would not be frightened by it when he saw it in the presence of the Fir'aun of Egypt. Next he was commanded to put his hand, press it down to his side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَذْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْذَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى. And press your hand to your side, it will come out white without evil, another sign. When he drew his hand out again, it glowed with a dazzling light, brilliant like the sun. And the voice said again, he said, Ya Musa. He tells him, O Musa, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْقُبْرَى, that we may show you of our great signs. So these are the two great signs of your Rabb. Go back to Fir'aun and his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and invite them towards your Rabb. He says, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَى. Go to Fir'aun. He has exceeded all the limits. Now Prophet Musa alayhi salam immediately asks, he says, قَالَ رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَحْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْدُدْ بِهِ عَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي قَيْ نُصَبِّهَكَ كَثِيرًا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. He says, Oh my Rabb, expand my breast for me. Make my affairs easy to me. Loosen the knot from my tongue, that they may understand my word. Give to me an aid from my family, Harun, my brother. Strengthen my back with him and associate him with me in my affairs, so that we should glorify you a lot and remember you a lot. Indeed, you are the one who sees us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him his request, because he says, قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Indeed, you are granted your petition, O Musa. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And certainly we bestowed on you a favor at another time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him about the time when he was saved from Fir'aun. That is when his mother was inspired to put him in a box and put him in the river Nile so that his life would be spared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa for 7 days, telling him what the message he was to take to Fir'aun. And in a hadith, we find this message. It's very, very beautiful. A little bit lengthy, but a lot to learn from it. He said, O Musa, set out with my message. You are being observed by my vision and hearing, and my power and vision are with you. I have commissioned you to a weak being of what I have created, who has underestimated my blessings on him, felt secure against my designs, worshipped others besides me. The life of this world caused him, that is Fir'aun, to be so arrogant that he forgot my right and might and denied my being his Rabb, claiming that he doesn't know me. I swear by my dignity and greatness. Had it not been for the argument and might which I placed between me and my creation, I would have ruined him like a mighty one, for whose wrath the heavens and the earth, the oceans, the mountains and the trees and the animals are terrified. Had I permitted the sky, it would have crushed him, or the earth would have swallowed him, or the mountains would have smashed him, or the oceans would have drowned him. But he became too insignificant in my eyes, and his affairs seemed too easy for any of that, and he dwarfed before my might. Yet even then my rahmah, my mercy included him, while I am the one who has no need for him, nor for any, nor for all of my creation. And this is one of my rights. I am the creator of the rich and the poor. There is nobody who is wealthy except the one whom I have granted, nor is there anyone who is poor except one whom I have impoverished. Musa, convey my message to him, invite him to worship me and believe in my unity, and be sincere in worshipping me, and warn him against my anger and might. Remind him of my signs, inform him that nothing can stand in the way of my wrath. Speak to him. And even as you do so from time to time, a kind word, maybe he will remember or fear, and respect him as you address him. Do not let the ornaments of the life of this world, which I have bestowed upon him, cause you to be in awe of him. For his forelock is in my hand. He does not see, nor speak, nor breathe, except with my knowledge. Tell him that I am more swift to forgive and overlook than to be angry and inflict retribution. Tell him, O Musa, respond to your Rabb, for his mercy is vast. And he has granted you a respite this entire period during which you claimed to be God rather than him. You turned away from worshipping him. Yet during this entire period, he permits the heavens to pour its rain over your land and the earth to bring forth its vegetation, while keeping you in good health so that you may not get old nor sick nor become impoverished nor vanquished. Had he willed, he would have a long time ago inflicted his wrath upon you and took away everything he has given you. But he surely is the most compassionate. So, with these instructions given to Musa alayhi salam, they go to Fir'aun. Inshallah, we will continue the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam tomorrow. Remember, with all these stories, there are so many lessons to be taken from them. We may think that Fir'auniyat does not exist. But any time we are arrogant, any time we oppress, any time we forget the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are not responsible for our actions, then Fir'auniyat creeps into us.